Now, after the BP oil spill, federal, state, and BP-hired scientists are monitoring the Gulf of Mexico for signs of oil contamination, all of which is not good enough for some communities that want independent verification of what the spill has left behind. Here's NPR's Debbie Elliott.
In Orange Beach, Alabama, it's Ted Skerritt's business to know the condition of the beach.
Today's a good day.
Waves are lapping the shore, and Skerritt's workers have set out rows of wooden lounge chairs with royal blue cushions and umbrellas. Skerritt owns Perdido Beach Services, a company that rents beach equipment. He's thrilled that the wind is blowing out of the north on this Labor Day weekend, when local businesses are hoping to get an end-of-summer boost after a miserable season. Skerritt noticed recently that when the wind was coming in strong from the south over a foamy, churned-up gulf, something new was going on.
Whatever's in that foam, in that breaking surf area, is carried onto the beach area by that wind.
Just like you might get a film of sea spray on your sunglasses, the beach workers, like Matt Cole, felt a greasier material.
You could actually feel it in your hair and stuff. And then we came back and we noticed when we were pulling some of the umbrellas, they were really slippery. And this is the first time something like this happened. And you could rub your finger along the shaft of the aluminum pole on the umbrella. And it was kind of like a oily brown substance.
Skerritt doesn't believe what BP and federal officials say about most of the oil being gone. He wants better information to protect his workers.
I have a lot of questions, but I don't know how to even ask them.
And he's not the only one. Orange Beach City Hall has been inundated with calls from residents with complaints. Foam that they think is dispersant, a gray metallic slick in back bays, or seaweed that looks oiled. There's a heightened sense of environmental awareness, and local officials are looking for a way to determine what's really going on. Mayor Tony Cannon says that's why the town hired independent scientists to test the air, water, and soil.
Very few folks trust the government, and very few folks trust BP. We want to be able to say we have a clean bill of health. And when we say that, we have our own independent data, our own objective information to back up what we're selling.
Jody Blunt steers a boat into Weeks Bay. He and geologist Mark White are out to collect soil and water samples at one of the 15 sites they're monitoring.
Anywhere on that point, if I was you, you want to try to find...
I think anywhere in this area is... I mean, you know, we selected that site from the map, so...
Right.
They stop at a stand of needle rush grass, and Blunt wades into the shallow water with a sample jar. These samples contained no oil, but the team has found isolated cases of hydrocarbon levels that exceed safe exposure limits, both in the Gulf and in Back Bay waters. Geologist Mark White has also confirmed that oil was apparently airborne, coating the sea oats that line the sand dunes. He runs a white napkin along the stem of the plant, and it comes back with a greasy brown tinge.
See, you can kind of see the oily appearance of it, but no odor. Problematic for sure.
White says no trends have surfaced in their 2 months of testing, and with changing currents, tides, and winds, he says, only long-term monitoring will give residents the answers they're looking for.
We are trying to figure it out, but we're living in it while we're trying to figure it out. And it's not, there's no silver bullet that says this is unsafe.
Orange Beach is using grant money from BP for the testing and putting the data on the town's website. Mayor Kennan says negative results could affect tourism in the short term, but he says finding the truth is more important. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.